Here we have a situation where 90% of the funds, $2.4 billion, are already committed. The state of Florida's share is only $300 million, which is about 10% of the whole project. We need your support because this is just the first leg of a system that ultimately will span the entire state of Florida as we project decades into the future.
Nelson said he's disappointed in the governor's apparent lack of enthusiasm on the issue, not to mention that of other GOP officials.
Well, I'm sad to say some of the comments that I've read since I discussed that with him is that he's not convinced. And I was quite disturbed the other day. My dear personal friend, John Micah, congressman from Orlando, whose passion is commuter rail in and around the Orlando area, which now is a fact and it's being implemented, for him to say, well, maybe the state of Florida shouldn't do this. It ought to be just private industry. Well, if it's private industry, fine, if that's what the state of Florida does, but don't come, please, Governor, don't come to the conclusion that you're going to turn your back on high-speed rail and for us to lose this opportunity.
The senator said all one needs to do is hop on I-4 during rush hour to see that widening the highway every once in a while isn't the answer.
We're projecting 10, 20, and 30 years in the future. And indeed, you can't build enough lanes on I-4 to take care of the projected traffic. And all you need to do is go out there right now at rush hour and see what I mean. And there is no parallel roadway that you could improve to shift the traffic. So we've got to go to a new mode of transportation.
Like many newly elected Republicans, Governor Scott has said voters elected him with a mandate of limiting regulation and reducing government spending. But Senator Nelson said he doesn't see it that way.
The people of Florida have mandated they want their elected officials to use common sense. And common sense would tell us that over the next two or three decades, we cannot build enough lanes on Interstate 4 in order to handle the traffic. You have to go to alternative means of transportation.